Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Boar Meets World. We are your hosts. I'm Kyle. Sitting across from the table is Steven.
Hey guys. Hey Kyle. How you doing?
Today we're covering episode 17.
Are you going to ignore me?
Oh, sorry. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. How are you?
Good. I'm good.
Good.
Thank you.
Great.
Yeah.
What are we covering this week?
We're covering Boy Meets World episode 17 titled The Fugitive.
The Fugitive.
Yep.
And boy... You excited?
Can't you tell?
Yeah. Did you like this episode?
It was all right.
Yeah.
Like, some things I liked about it, and others I was just kind of like, I was struggling to find things to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Since we didn't touch on it last week, did you like last week's episode?
I did. What was it called again? Risky Business?
Right.
Betting on horses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one was good. I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it more than this one?
Yeah, actually, as a whole.
Okay.
Yeah.
So episode 17, The Fugitive, starts, and it's a dark and stormy night at the Matthews house.
Corey's wanting to go play ball. Dad says no, sir, after shaking out his mane of beautiful hair.
Alan's the best.
He is.
I kind of missed the full-blown mullet that we started with.
Yeah. Oh, he goes away from that.
Yeah. Have you not looked at him lately?
I don't remember it at all. I always thought he was timeless with that hair. Mm. Like, I wouldn't even call that a mullet.
Well, not right now, no. But no. Previously.
Did he have a mullet previously?
Mullet-esque, for sure.
Yeah.
But yes, it's dark, it's stormy. Corey's bored out of his gourd.
Yep. It's just a drizzle. And then cue thunder and lightning.
Oh, I'm going to put that in right there.
Okay. I'm not doing that. Yeah, I'll write it down for you.
And he wants to go play some baseball. Why not, right?
Yeah.
Kid loves it.
That's his favorite thing in the world.
So after Alan shakes his hair about like a dog, gets Corey soaked, he shuffles on up to his room. Morgan tries to invite him for tea.
Yeah, go have tea with Morgan.
Mm. Yeah. Not feeling it.
Nah.
Goes up to his room. He's wishing something exciting would happen, like most listeners of the show. And he gets his wish, because right before he turns on the light...
He's greeted by a soaked Sean Hunter.
That's right. Don't turn on the lights, he says.
Yep.
He's in trouble.
Yep. Cops are looking for me, maybe even the FBI.
Yes.
You're not involved.
unless you want to be. I'm in, he says.
Yeah.
And so we, I believe that takes us straight into the highlight of the show, I think.
What, the opener?
Yeah.
Oh my God, my favorite part. I love it.
And then that brings us right back into the room, and Corey is asking his soaking wet friend, what the hell has happened?
Yeah.
And what's happened?
Well, long story short... Long story short.
I don't want to hear that. I want to hear the long story short.
Okay. Corey. Jesus. Sean.
Curry. I think.
Yeah. Curry had a cherry bomb. Sean had a cherry bomb. And it had been talking to him all day. Like, light me. Light me. You know.
It actually talks.
I guess so. He said it did. So. All my energy is gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But, yeah, and he lit it,
mm-hmm.
and he's panicking because he doesn't know what to do with it. He can't throw it because there's bystanders.
Don't want to blow people up.
Yeah, he might lose an eye, might lose an arm.
Be like their shop teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because apparently shop teachers are really bad at shop.
Why did that become like this trope and... shows and movies where the shop teacher is always missing something.
I guess like to drive home the point of safety.
Mm.
Which could be why we don't have shop class anymore in schools.
Did you have it? I didn't have it.
I didn't have it. We had vocational school in high school that people would go to in the mornings and come back for afternoon classes.
Right.
But I don't think that counts, you know, because it wasn't required.
But was there a shop-like activity there?
Yeah, they had welding and carpentry and...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I wasn't involved in this, so I don't know what it was like.
I wouldn't either, but I remember, like, they would go and then all of them got Carhartt jackets. at the end is like a, like, hey, you work good, sort of thing.
So like you're a part of the club now.
Yeah.
I do remember a lot of those jackets.
Yeah.
Must have been a lot of good vocational people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Quite the vocational school, if that makes any semblance of sense.
All of it in the world. And so he is figuring out what they're going to do with it. Is he going to blow his hand off? Is he going to throw it at people? No. What's he do?
Well, he puts it in a mailbox.
A mailbox?
Yeah.
Where is that mailbox located?
It is located right out in front of Allen's Market.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Is that the name of it?
No, but it should be.
Yeah. He is the manager, though.
It's true.
So. And it's right in front of Allen's Market.
Right. So.
And if that doesn't give it away, that's where Corey's dad works.
Yeah. So.
And Corey is excited, but also not.
Mixed emotions at best.
Yeah, he's conflicted for sure.
Yeah.
And so Sean is afraid to go home. Because he thinks he's going to be murdered by good old Chet Hunter.
Well, like, I'm pretty sure that's a felony, right?
And Verna, I believe his mother's
Verna's
name
his
is.
Verna's mom's name? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. What such West Virginia names.
Chet and Verna?
Verna, yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's a very Pennsylvania name. I don't know.
Perhaps. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I'm sorry.
Tampering
with mail is a felony, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a felony if you just, like, take something out of your neighbor's fucking mailbox.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Or anyone's mailbox. It's not yours.
Felony.
Doesn't have to be your neighbor.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers, anybody.
Yeah. He would share it. He wouldn't have to take it. He's a really good neighbor.
So, yeah, Sean's afraid to go home. He's going to be grounded for life and in jail.
Yep.
And probably sent to the electric chair.
Did he say that?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm setting a little spice here.
I was going to say, I noticed there's a lack of gallo humor in the last couple episodes.
Really?
Yeah, people aren't talking about falling on the Empire State Building and put their eyeball first. Or.
Well, there's one joke I really liked that we're going to get to, but... So he pleads with Corey to let him stay and hide in his room for a few days until he figures out what the hell he's going to do
just
with his life.
Just a couple days till I figure something out. That's like a cliche statement, right?
Yeah.
Like, just let me stay a couple days till I figure something out.
Yeah. Well, you got to lay low, you know?
Yeah.
Cops and possibly the FBI are involved, so it's probably good thinking.
Yeah. Just figure something out.
And, of course, Corey's all about it.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to ask the mom, right?
Right.
He doesn't really understand the situation.
No, Sean's like, you're definitely new at this.
Yeah. So. But still, Corey's glad to have a little bit of excitement in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Since he couldn't go throw some balls.
Yeah, he can't play baseball.
Stormy
night. What is life without baseball, really?
Yeah. So why not bring in a fugitive? So, after promising not to tell anyone, he goes downstairs to have some dinner.
Yep, get some meatloaf.
Some dry meat bricks for dinner. I'm not a fan of meatloaf. What about yourself?
I love it.
Really?
I do, yeah.
I bet yours is really ketchup-y.
You would assume correctly.
Because I know you do love your ketchup.
I do.
Yeah.
Only McDonald's ketchup, though.
Do you make your meatloaf with McDonald's ketchup?
While it's in the oven, I will run to McDonald's and ask them for a bag, and I'll just fill it up with ketchup and bring it home.
Excellent.
That is an exaggeration and an outright lie. I do not do that.
I 100% believe it, though, even though you tell me it's a lie.
No, well, prove it.
All right.
Prove it.
Next time I'm out with you and you got a lot of ketchup, I'm snapping a photo for the Twitter machine.
Okay. You can. I'll allow it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're not going to stop me, but...
That's true. I'll be like, quit it!
And so, he is acting, let's say, far from subtle.
Right. He is over-exaggerating, as Corey Matthews does.
Corey Matthews is... How do I say this? Dramatic.
Yeah.
Might be the correct...
Dramatic term. Or dramatic?
What?
You said dramatic.
Dramatic?
Yeah.
Dramatic?
Dramatic.
Dramatic.
The show sucks.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Another bad review.
It's brutal. Yep. They're going to come out in droves this time.
So he's trying to sneak some extra food, right?
Right.
For Sean. It's not going great.
No, well, it's because he took half the dinner spread. He just... Did you see his plate?
Yeah. He took everything that was on the table and put it on his plate,
including
basically.
Alan's roll in his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know if he's that hungry. Something's up.
Yeah. And they know it.
Do they?
Oh, they know it.
Okay.
Definitely.
He needs to go eat in his room because he has a lot of homework to do, he says.
Mm-hmm. Needs a lot of fuel for the brain.
Once he's upstairs, he finds Sean has changed into some drier but smaller clothing.
More fitting clothing.
That belongs to Corey. Good look for him.
You know what's weird, though, is that like when you look at him, you know, if you don't look at how short the pants are, that's actually how tight people wear clothes now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not so baggy like it was in the 90s and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
A little bit of queer eye for the straight guy here.
Sure.
On Mormon's Run.
Yeah. Definitely. Do you ever have any run-ins with the law, Stephen?
No, I'm a sweet angel.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I recall something you did in high school that got you in a little bit of a pickle.
I have no idea what you're referring to.
You should tell the story, because you know exactly what I'm referring to.
Are you talking about the gun situation?
Yeah, I'm talking about that.
I do not condone taking guns to school.
Well, let's clarify. You didn't take a real gun.
Or anywhere, for that matter.
Yeah.
But, let's say, long, sturdy, short.
Sturdy, short, yeah.
You like that?
I did.
We had a, let's say, pellet gun in my buddy's car. No ill intentions whatsoever.
Right, just a couple scamps having fun. Yep.
Just some good old boys in Kentucky.
Yep, never meaning no harm.
Yeah, exactly. So we're in the parking lot in the high school. This is at the end of the day. We're about to go home. Perhaps I made it a little more apparent than I should have that this thing was in the vehicle with us.
Can you elaborate?
Do this. You see this?
Yeah. We see this on a...
Can you explain audio. It to the people?
Okay. I'll tell you what he did. He rolled down the window and he held his hand out with the gun and started flashing it.
I don't know if that's exactly the truth, but... We'll go with it.
Yeah.
I just pointing it at people, you know.
Yeah. So what were the repercussions?
Yelling, hey, I'm going to murder you, you know, things like that.
Did you say that really?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have it out the window either.
Oh. I thought you did. That's the way I've always pictured it. It was like you just rolled down the window like, yeah, yeah, gangsta,
I may have
gangsta.
Picked it up and someone saw it through the window.
Oh, okay.
But.
Who told on you? Did you know?
I forget the fellow's name. I remembered, I would say it here.
But you did know.
Because it is past... the time he can no longer press charges, so it is fine.
Did you all get back at him?
Yeah, he's dead now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it who I think it is?
Who?
That one guy you were friends with?
No.
Oh.
No, he's not dead, as far as I know, either.
No.
I just made that up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, you guys really got back at him.
So we're sitting there, and we're trying to leave. I don't know if you guys experienced this at your high school, where it takes for fucking ever to get out of the parking lot.
Yeah, then they got like a line, and...
Yeah. And so we're trying to get out. Principal comes over, and this is going to sound not great, but he's like, hey, you guys got a weapon in the car? We're like, nah, of course not. That'd be bad. It's like, okay. You got a gun in here or what? I'm like, yeah, it's right here. So I go to pick it up. He starts losing this shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because he thinks it's, you know, real, I guess.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't touch it, don't touch it, don't pick it up. And I'm like, dude, it's okay. It's not real or anything. And so then a trooper comes over.
Mm.
And the people riding in the car with us, they got to leave. The driver and myself had to stay.
Hold on, so how come you two were the only ones that got in trouble for this?
I guess because he was driving, and I was the one that got witnessed with the gun.
Oh, okay, okay.
So Tony and Curtis got to leave.
Mm. The two that probably should have been.
Yeah, the actual bad boys, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Dane and I got suspended for the rest of the year. Which, honestly, it was like 3 more weeks until summer vacation.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, so we get to have an early summer vacation. This mm-hmm. is awful.
Yeah.
And, well, and then hang out with Michael Buller, another guy that had already been kicked out of school anyway. So we're like, yeah, get to hang out with him. That's fine.
Yeah.
And they threatened Dane with, because this was his graduating year at this time.
Right.
With not being able to do the walk to get the thing and whatnot.
Yeah, the diploma walk and the ceremony.
Which he didn't really give a fuck about anyways, but it is what it is.
Right.
And then I had to go to alternative school for the first semester of the next year.
Hmm.
And dare I say, I got off pretty lucky. If this happened more recently...
Oh, you would have been doing time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just dead, probably, because some anti-cop would probably just shot me.
You are going...
Oh, boy, sorry.
Yeah.
So, is that too far?
That's a whole another show. Yeah.
All right. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Try not to get too political
whoa.
Here.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I respect the boys in blue. Okay.
Whoa.
So where were we here?
Sean getting me bricks in the...
Yeah, he's wearing the small dry clothes of Corey's, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then before he could start to eat this wonderful meatloaf that I'm sure Amy slaved on all day long.
Right.
Eric comes crashing in to the party here, huh?
I know what's going on. Yeah, I know what's going on. I don't, but Eric does. And you got a puppy.
You're dumber than Eric. That's weird, huh?
Not really. Yeah. He's pretty crafty.
Yeah, he believes that Corey has snuck a puppy into his room.
Right.
And that's what's up with all the noises and needing the extra food. He said he has tried it before.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would like to have seen his experience of trying to sneak in a puppy.
That would have been pretty funny.
Yeah. And then?
And then he hears a door slam. I was about to say door sham. But he's like, you got a big puppy.
Yeah. Kind of funny.
A little funny, yeah.
Maybe just because he said it. I don't know if it would work for someone else.
No, it's definitely a Eric Matthews.
Good delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sneaking around. He's in the bathroom now. But that's not so good either. Because
Amy and Morgan are going in there to take a bath.
That's right. And again, Corey is not the most subtle person in the world.
No.
When he's like, you're going into the bathroom.
Yeah. Screaming it.
Obviously, warning Sean. Very obviously. But he managed to sneak out the bathroom window and back in through the bedroom window.
Right.
And Eric catches him. And then he's got maybe a list of demands for the boys to keep this secret.
Do all of his chores.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alan comes in. Sean takes a dive.
Under the desk.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, trash night, whose turn is it? Eric says, that's a good question. We were just discussing that. And of course, Corey does it to protect his best bud. And the next day at school, what's everybody talking about?
Talking about Sean missing after he blew up a mailbox.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Feeney comes in, and he's asking, if anyone has any information, please speak up. We need to find Sean. We need to put him behind bars.
As he's saying this as he's looking at Corey.
Yeah, exactly.
And Corey's like, what are you looking at, what are you talking to me for? He's like, I'm talking to everybody.
Yeah, I haven't seen him. I don't know every detail about what happened. And then, of course, Minkus.
Yeah, smells a conspiracy.
That he does. Accuses him of covering up for Sean. And then we get to the in-class lesson for the day, and that involves a little thing called the Telltale Heart.
Edgar Allan Poe.
That's right. What a major... oh, God, what did he say? This was from a previous episode where Corey said to Feeney, that Ed Poe guy is a major, like, weirdo or something
yeah,
like that.
That.
I forget. But yeah, callbacks.
Yeah.
And as he's reading the passage about the guilt, Corey starts to feel his own heartbeat and
bum,
fear
bum, bum.
And worry.
Bum, bum.
Yeah, there you go.
Bum, bum.
So it's hitting him.
Yeah. The paranoia is getting to him.
He's been hiding it from his parents. He's just like Feeney. I mean,
yeah.
He's about to crack.
Yeah.
Any minute.
About to spill his guts.
That's right.
Yeah.
Corey rushes home, and he almost gets caught by Amy here.
Mm-hmm.
Amy's been cleaning up and vacuuming Corey's
singing
room.
Very poorly. Yeah. Yeah.
It just sounded a little something like that. And, she's ramming the fucking vacuum under the bed. Hitting Sean in the head, I presume.
Ow. Ow.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. She's like, Corey, you've been hiding something from me.
Yeah.
You organized your closet.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good in-episode callback in itself, because we had just seen that Corey's closet was an absolute wreck.
Yeah, well, we actually saw that in this episode.
That's what I'm saying, in-episode
callback. Oh, in-episode call. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Keep up with me now.
Sorry, man. I don't know what's going on over here.
And she seems to know, but she's not saying anything. Right?
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So many words. I lost myself on my notes.
It's
here.
Okay. She's saying something. And then she leaves. And, you know, Mr. Hunter comes out to talk to Corey.
Mm.
I don't know what's said because...
Who comes out?
Sean.
Sean comes out. Yeah.
Yeah. What'd I say?
I don't know.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah, this episode just...
I was trying to read. Yeah. I wasn't listening.
We're probably going to be fugitives because of how bad this episode is. It's criminal. But anyways, they talked for a minute. You guys watched it. I know you did. And Alan comes in.
Yeah. Sean slides straight up under the bed again.
Nose dives right under the bed. Alan comes in to talk to Corey.
Mm-hmm.
But who he's really talking to is the guy under the bed.
Right.
Talking about how he knew a guy, towing the line, blah, blah, blah. Come down hard on him, sits on the bed to make sure that Sean feels it.
Yeah. And then the point he's getting to is that he's telling Corey that no matter what, Corey should always tell him the truth.
Yeah. You can come home.
And that if you can ever does something like Sean did, don't be afraid to come home.
Right.
Yeah. After his dad leaves... Corey finally decides it's time to confess to his parents.
Yeah.
And he thinks that they might be able to help explain the situation to Sean's parents.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's not so much trouble for Sean, you know.
Sean is not feeling this.
No. Corey goes to yell for his dad again. And while he does, Sean hops out the window.
Yep, takes off.
And so that leads to Corey confessing to both of his parents about hiding Sean. And let's just say they weren't surprised.
No.
And this leads to what?
Just remembering Alan. And like, no, we never expected it. No. such a smart ass.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Alan is my favorite adult character on the show.
Yeah. Did you ever...
Other than Feeney, I guess.
Did you ever run away from home?
No.
Think about it?
No.
Really? Never even thought about
it? Oh, God, no.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I can't take care of myself.
Oh. Okay.
What about you?
Huh? Yeah, I've thought about it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What brought you to that thinking?
Just like between 10 and like 13. I was gonna say between 10 and 28, you know? Between 10 and 13, like, there's just all those changes going on at home, and you start butting heads with your parents and stuff, and you're just like, I think I'm going to run away. So one time I actually set out to do it,
mm-hmm.
and I was walking up the road from my grandparents' house.
Did you pack anything?
Yeah.
What'd you pack up? What's the essentials for a 10 to 13-year-old to live on their own?
Clothes.
That's it?
Yeah.
Bring any food?
Maybe a book, maybe a Game Boy.
No food, no money, anything?
I was going to live off the land.
Okay. Smart.
Yeah, I was going to actually go back to that piece of land behind the house and just live in the woods.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very good.
I was.
And how far did you get?
I got up the street, cried, turned around. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. In this, here's a little note I had to take. Alan says that, I know you and Sean have been best buds since Sean picked the lock on your playpen.
Was that an actual line?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I know that's a shocker, you know, listening to this episode, me forgetting something about this episode, but that's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like this episode a little more?
I'm perked.
But I just wanted to point that out because much like all the multiple stories we had heard about Topanga and Corey first meeting
mm-hmm.
throughout the show, I believe this is also another different story about Sean and Corey having their first meeting. Because I also remember a time Corey fell into the... I can't remember the animal, but he fell over the fence in the zoo, and Sean saved him, and that's how they became best friends. But yeah, I don't know. Just wacky continuation problems in this show.
Yeah, a lot of continuity errors.
Then Alan starts to elaborate on the story about his quote-unquote friend, about how he was such a bad boy,
yeah.
yada, yada, yada.
Then the swerve comes.
It's actually Alan... Yeah. Talking about Alan.
Yeah, he said he was Sean.
Yeah, and he had a friend like Corey.
Right.
That's right.
He talked about starting life at 13, getting a job at 14, getting married at 15, having a kid at 16, moving to California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had stolen stuff, vandalized property, blah, blah, blah. But he had a friend like Corey who led him down the right path.
Right.
And so he didn't end up in California. And so Corey's like, what happened? And here's the thing I was going to get to. Alan says, I don't know. I just ended up here in a room with you. Which Corey said that to Sean last episode.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, right. When he's like, I've played it safe my whole life.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Also, do you remember, perhaps it was earlier in this episode, Sean's asking Corey for help, and he does the superhero pose, and he says, I'm accomplice boy. He also said that previous episode where he said he's risk boy or something along those lines.
Risk boy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So they must have written these like back to back.
Yeah. And later on, you know, after the grounding is up, and they have their embrace again.
Yeah.
They have the same handshake dance thing again, which they did in the previous episode as well.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I got to start paying attention. Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it's kind of good in the sense of the storytelling about Corey previously saying that he never took a risk, blah, blah, blah. He's like this good boy, and now he is the good friend here.
Huh.
Yada, yada, yada. Anywho.
Oh.
So then we're cut to class, but it's not daytime class.
No, it's evening.
Yeah. I don't know why Feeny's there. This is like the dead of night.
Yeah. Well, he came back to get his canvas because he paints all the time.
Ah. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. And he finds Sean sleeping in his classroom. But before that, before he starts talking to Sean, that is.
Right.
He says, this is my favorite part of the show. He says, oh, what a perfect time to set fire to my desk. And that line just killed me.
Yeah.
Because, wow, it's just random.
Man, what a perfect time to set fire to my desk.
And at first, Sean believes that Corey had told, and that's why Feeny was there, but
right.
He quickly tells him otherwise, and then he's just there to pick up his fucking canvas. He said yes.
Because he paints on the weekend. Yeah. Only thing I took away from this episode is that Feeny paints on the weekend.
Mm. Yeah. And Mr. Feeny seems to think that Sean is causing harm to his friendship with Corey.
Right.
By making him lie and yada, yada, yada. And then he uses the canvas as a prop.
This was actually my favorite part of the episode. Mm-hmm. He's showing him the canvas and he's like, look, you can't rip it. It's so tough. So durable. But look, take a pair of scissors and he makes the tiniest of snips.
Mm-hmm. And just tear apart something very strong.
Effortlessly. Because once the integrity is compromised, bam.
Much like a strong friendship.
Exactly.
Boy, doesn't that hit you?
Yeah.
No more snips, Kyle.
Okay.
When Sean asks if Mr. Feeny will turn him in, he says he doesn't believe he would have to.
Right.
And he gets out of there. But as he is getting out of there, who's at the door now?
Corey.
That's right. Good old Corey. And Feeny's like, hey, I try to get you guys to pay attention.
Yeah. You guys are
care about class.
When you guys are here during the day, it's all about getting out of here.
Yeah.
But at night, you got to come in.
Yeah, they're stinking in class now. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah. And Corey, as the good friend, almost, brings a backpack that Sean had requested.
Because
mm-hmm. he's gonna leave, much like you, with a backpack.
Yeah.
Get down the road and cry and turn back around. But Corey didn't actually bring any supplies, just an empty old backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got Sean's parents waiting outside for him.
Yeah, they actually got a ride. Or he actually got a ride from Sean's parents.
Mm-hmm. So Sean wants to run away again, but Corey starts to plead with him that he needs to come back to his side of the line.
Right.
Be a good boy again.
Go home.
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, Sean agrees, and he leaves with Corey to face his punishment. And that punishment was?
Being grounded for 1 month.
1 whole month.
Mm-hmm.
And for our end of the show scene, we see Corey and Sean reunited after a long, long month.
Yeah. Corey asks his mom what date it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly 1 month.
That's right.
Hear the doorbell.
Sean Day.
Yep.
Alan is watching a game. It's in triple overtime.
Yep.
Amy is finishing up an important spreadsheet. Eric is on the phone about to score a date. And then suddenly,
the power cuts off.
That's right. And everyone's a little confused until we realize.
They ask Alan, did you pay the bill? He's like, yeah, I put the bill in the mailbox right in front of the grocery store.
A month ago. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, and he's like, see you guys later. And he leaves.
Yeah, Sean scatters out of there quickly, and that's the end of the episode. And what notes do you have that we didn't quite cover?
Do you think this is probably the most serious episode we've had so far?
Most serious so far? We got an actual crime. I mean, outside of like a classroom and family life kind of subject, I guess probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I think ultimately you would agree that this is probably just about friendship overall, mm-hmm. rather than the actual crime.
I would.
But, so that makes it a little less serious, I think, in my opinion, if it was actually about crime in general or something along that line. more serious, but I mean, it's a little darker with the potential of him. Yeah, I mean, he did commit a fucking felony, but I don't know what they're going to do about that. Obviously, nothing at all, but maybe...
Yeah, they kind of leave that there hanging.
Because he's underage, maybe that's a thing, I don't know. Don't know how felonies quite work.
He would still have to, like, do juvie, right?
Oh, perhaps...
Or I guess if, like, they chose not to press charges.
Yeah, maybe Alan was cool with it or something.
Yeah. Well, it's not Alan's shop. He just managed.
Well, it's called Alan's Market, so I was confused.
We wish it was called Alan's Market.
But yeah, a more darker tone this episode, I would say, overall. Seriousness, yeah, sure. Anything else?
What'd you learn this week?
What did I learn this week? Oh, my gosh. If you already know, go ahead, because I'm going to give it a moment.
Hmm?
You already know what yours is?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think overall the lesson is probably don't be a bad boy.
Don't be a bad boy.
That's right.
Okay.
Because what are you going to do when they come for you?
Another 90s gym.
But no, I mean, I think it's probably about friendship, like I said, and how there's so only so much you can do for a friend until they're kind of taking advantage of you at a certain point. And other than, well, I mean, this probably goes along with friendship in the sense of, what am I trying to say? In the sense that you got a good friend, they're trying to keep you on the path or whatever, you know.
A good friend isn't always going to go with what you think is best. He's going to do, or he or she's going to do what she thinks is best for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what you're saying? Okay.
Right. Are we on the same line here with lessons for this episode?
Yes. Okay. I believe so.
Do you ever have any bad friends?
Oh, yeah. All of them are bad, relatively speaking, compared to me. Mister goes to bed at 8:30 on a Saturday night. All
right. Do you have a situation that might relate to this in any way?
Well, I did have a friend who, when we first started driving, he liked to go around and steal road signs.
Hmm.
Yeah. So.
A good old fashioned Kentucky thing to do.
Pretty much, yeah. Because he was like, we're going to hang these in my room. It's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. We're going to look at the stop sign all day. It's going to be fucking sweet.
Yeah, man. We're not going to stop looking at the stop sign. But then you would get them in the room, and you realize how huge these signs are.
Because,
you know, you didn't picture how huge they were, and you're trying to stick them into your little Nissan Sentra trunk. But
You know anything about cherry bombs?
That I will not mess with them.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's all you know?
Yeah.
Like, how much damage are these things doing?
I have no idea. We should...
It didn't sound like much, at least how they described it on this episode.
You know what we should do? We should get a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Of someone putting a cherry bomb in a mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the effect.
Yeah. Write that down in the notes for this week's episode.
Okay.
So I need to know more about cherry bombs. If you know anything about cherry bombs, let me know. Not that I'm curious for some terroristic reason.
Yeah. But seriously, let us know what you know about cherry bombs so we can report you. Please.
Grounding? You ever had a lengthy grounding session?
Yeah, but they never followed through.
But they did give you a long date, at least.
Yeah.
What was the longest you
Maybe
received?
Like 2 weeks, and it ended in 3 days.
Mm.
And that's why I'm where I am.
Yeah.
No follow through. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, they should have been harder on you.
Oh, my God.
Or harder on Zach, anyways.
Yeah. Hey-o.
For myself, mine would break, maybe hours after they said it.
Yeah. What were the repercussions of you getting in trouble at school for that airsoft gun?
Oh, from my family?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Nothing?
Yeah. They were more mad about them kicking me out of school than mad at me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I would have been berated.
What would you expect? Let me hear your...
No.
Who would give you the most yelling?
Oh, my gosh. My mom would be crying. My dad would be yelling. My grandparents would just be like, why'd you do that? My grandpa would probably be like, well, hell far. If he wants a gun, let him have a gun. I'm just
kidding. And where's the whiskey?
Yeah. Just give me my old Forester and get the hell out of my garage. You know what I'm saying? I got manly shit to do. I'm about to go saw up a trailer.
Not Sean's, I hope.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's about all I got down. Well, you got anything else?
Nah, I got nothing. Man.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing these in like a series, right? Recording mm-hmm. these. And the one before this, I got so much energy. This one, I got nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of time we at?
40.
40? Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the last one?
Yeah. About 45, 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I got a few minutes to tell you a little bit about how you can listen to us on iTunes and Google Play and Stitcher and Deezer and now Spotify. We like getting reviews, maybe some stars, whatever you want to do. I don't care. In fact, I encourage you to leave a bad one because it always makes my day to read them. And it gives me a chuckle, and I like to share them with everyone. Yeah.
Good ones are good too, though, you know.
I mean, sure. Yeah. I mean, if you feel like it, I mean
if you have to, yeah.
It's not a big deal. We are getting close to wrapping up on season one here.
Yeah.
What do we got? About 3-4 episodes to go?
Well, we're on episode 18 right now. No, 17.
Well, we're going to be on 18 next. Yeah. So.
Is there 24 episodes?
I think there's only 22, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, we don't have much longer at all.
So I'm thinking maybe we should give away season one of Boy Meets World on DVD after we finish season one.
Okay.
And maybe we'll continue to do that after we finish each and every season.
I forgot you own every season, right?
I do.
Are you going to give yours away?
Yeah, why not?
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. I'm committed to the show.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure how we should give it away, but we'll figure it out. I think the plan would be to finish this season. After we finish, we might have a recap episode. On that recap episode, we'll tell you how to enter. We'll figure it out by that point. And then we'll figure out how to tell you how you won. All right? Sounds good. See you next week.
Bye.